Leftover hot dogs from Lagoimus Tuesday night, or also that means that's it. So we're not learning the next two nights. The Chabur, we are not learning as a group. Or Leyud Zion ER. So I would like to say, I looked over the Masas Moshe again, and maybe everybody is overcomplicating it, and I looked at the Lashon Hashmaitza again, and I have a pretty simple beer. Not simple in this, not simplistic. But if you know anything about Einstein, and the more deep you go, really the more simple it gets. Simple, not in the sense of simplistic, but simple in that, yeah, like it's simple, it's beautiful. Like it's beautiful and it's simple, and when things get all convoluted and complicated, there's something wrong. It's not that way. You gotta strive towards simplicity. So I'll just say yeah. Oh, it's a paradox. Yeah, but it's not really a paradox because Hashem is Echad. So as you move towards the MS, things will get simpler and simpler and simpler. And if you like would reach Nirvana, maybe I'm in the wrong religion there, I don't know. So you reach Echad, and then things are really simple. Echad.
But to get there, it's amazing.
You have to, of course, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's what the Rav Chaim really revolutionized learning by simplifying the sugya. You know, basically, I mean, I'm oversimplifying what he did, but he said instead of asking 10 kashas and having 10 terutzim, why don't we learn the sugya and like struggle to get to the heart of the sugya? And I'll bet you, if you understand the sugya properly, you only really need one teretz for 10 kashas, and then the 10 kashas really fall away. That's the beauty of it, is that it's not even a kasha at the end. It's like, anyway, so I looked at the Masas Moshe, and I said, you know, I really have a simple pshat in him. What is the issue? The Masas Moshe is being mechalek between Noga Be'echad Belayla, and in the morning you wake up and he doesn't wake up. And the question is, when did he die? What was he when you touched him? Are you Tamei or not? And we say Kolatumas Kashas Mitzioson, and we won't go with the Shmaitza, but we'll go with the Taisus Rid that takes it literally that he's dead now, so we assume he was dead at the moment that we want to know what he was. We look at now and we go back. Chazok at the Hashta. Mashenkin says the Vasas Moshe in the case of the Ramami Pano, where you found a shechted oaf, but you found it with a leg broken in a way that would render it a treifa if it occurred that way before shechita. She says, there you don't go back, and the bird is kosher. Rabbi Yecheskel's kashrus. So he says, let's learn it inside. I'll say one principle, and I think you have to say some yourself, because the cases are very similar. We don't even know if we walked away last night. No one was happy with what we sort of struggled. What he says, Chazanish, I made a mistake. Chazanish does not say pshat in the Masas Moshe. The Chazanish has his own take on it. He just says there's no hashta. It's just a broken piece of meat. It's not meaningful at all. I want to say a yesod, and I read it over, just one yesod. The yesod is that treifa is a halachic status giving the animal dinim even before you shecht it. In other words, it's meaningful halachically to talk about an animal being a treifa, because a treifa can't be made kosher through shechting. So a treifa is a treifa. You're not allowed to eat it, even if you shecht it. The shechting doesn't help to be matir it. And that's chal in the treifa before you shechted it. It's chal that shechita will not help to this animal. So the status of treifa is meaningful, halachically meaningful, legally meaningful, even before you shecht.
By the chalav.
What?
chalav is us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking even that shechita, that shechita doesn't help. Okay. Mace, I mean, his family might care. I understand that, but we don't care. It's not nogeya. It's not a mace doesn't have a din. If you want to speak like lomdishly, what I'm really saying is a mace doesn't have a din now that if you touch it, you'll become tamei. That's not. It's true, if you touch a mace, you'll become tamei. But that's not a din that a mace carries around. It's not the baggage of a mace. The halachic status of a mace is that it's metamei you if you touch it. A mace is a mace, and if you touch it, you become tamei. A treifa has a din that you can't shecht it. It's osur to eat. It's chal now that it's osur to eat, and doesn't become mutter and shechito, as Rabbi Greenspan said. It's chal now, and it's a treifa, and its milk is not kosher.
Yeah, I hear it.
Mashenke mace, the misa before the negia, is not negia. It's not a halachic status. He's dead.
You know how? You got to watch out.
Yeah, all these things are true, but they're not halachic legal statuses. They're all true. It's true. You gotta watch out.
What status on the chicken?
Treifa. That shechita doesn't help. Okay.
No, I know.
Okay. That's wonderful. He's very smart chavrusa. Anyway. No. The mace has no halachic. There's no din tumah before you touch it. No din tumma before
you can't fly over.
No din tumma.
Why should it make a difference in the stuff?
So now let's look at the Masas Moshe side. If you accept this, if you can suspend disbelief and accept what I said, then you'll see you can mamish read the Masas Moshe, and I hold down it's very simple. You can read it like a third grade primer. He died, the guy that wrote Where the Wild Things Are. The guy that ruined our youth, he died.
So he's not tamei until somebody touches him.
He's a guy. The guy who's been tamei benegia, probably just not the oil. You know Where the Wild Things Are? Famous guy, ruined everybody's childhood. He died. Uvichulis masas moisha ro'isi shecholek alo b'din zeh. But I held really, if you accept what I said, you'll see now, it'll read. Everything is called into question only at the time of the Negea. It's not Negea what he was before. Not Negea. There is no halachic status before vis-a-vis Tumah. We're talking, obviously, there's halachic status that he's a chleis, potam in ha-mitzvahs, he's mace. He needs kvura, he's mace. But the din that he's metame someone, I'm suggesting, it doesn't have to be like this. I'm not saying it's mukhrach and svara. I'm not saying it's logical. But I think now we can understand the Masas Moshe very easily if you accept that. There's no din that he's metame someone l'chesheyiga. It's something that happens when someone touches him. Rakta, you know, if you say, come on, if someone says good Shabbos to me, I'll answer him. That doesn't mean that right now, the part of my essence and part of my being is that I answer Good Shabbos to people who say Good Shabbos to me. No, that's not mukhrach. Just because something will happen when something happens doesn't mean it's part of the makeup of the thing right now.
It could
be a mikra.
I'm not arguing that, but then I have just a small caution. That is, according to that, then a Kohen can go into a cemetery because he's not touching anything. It wouldn't make him dumb.
He can't go into a. If it makes. He can, but if a cemetery makes him tummy, at least midrabbanon. If he's within four amas of a kever, it makes him tummy, midrabbanon. If he's ma'ahil over a kever, it makes him tummy, diraisa. Of course, you have to watch out that you're not over an isser. But right now, I think my example is very good. Sometimes it is, I have to put on tefillin tomorrow. That's probably part of my chiyuv now. I have to keep mitzvahs, I have to keep Torah. Right now, I have to put on tefillin tomorrow. Right? But sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it might be the case that nothing, when I hit tomorrow, I'll become mechuyav to put on tefillin, but it might not be part of my makeup now. The Marshal Chometz we had, if it's Isura Bala or Hetera Bala. That's a Shaila. If Chometz before Pesach is called Isura Bala or Hetera Bala. Now, obviously, the only nafkamina is when Pesach comes and it has the Blia. The Pshat is those that hold it's Isura Bala hold that even before Pesach, it's Chal Adin in the Chometz, that it's Osir on Pesach. Osir on Pesach is part of the Muhus of the Chometz even before Chometz. This is Osir on Pesach. If you hold that, it's machlekes. I hold that's for machlekes. So memela, when you got a bliya from it, and now it's Pesach, so it's Yisura Bola, because the chametz was usher on Pesach, even before Pesach, it was usher on Pesach. If you hold that Teira Bola, it means there's no such thing. Of course it's true that when Pesach comes, it will become usher, but that doesn't necessarily mean that before Pesach, it had a din, that it is usher when Pesach comes. And that's why it's a Teira Bola. That would be a simple explanation of that shayla.
Wait,
let's get to the Masas Moshe. No, it doesn't matter, but you're jumping ahead. Okay, now I want to read the Masas Moshe. She says, by the Tumah, nothing, no legal status existed before 2 o'clock, before there was a Nagiyah. What is a Nagiyah? It's not Nagiyah. There's no halacha there that we have to be Mavarir. Any birur we make, pardon the word birur, any clarification of suffix that we make, no matter how we choose to make that clarification, what din Torah we use to make that clarification, is not going to extend before 2 o'clock. Because there is no halachic status before 2. It doesn't matter.
That totally so makes Chazaka and Meikara disappear.
Well, so the Chazaka and Meikara is not relevant, and the Chazaka and the Hashta is relevant. No. If there's a Chazaka and Meikara, so then we use the Chazaka de Meikara to determine what he was at 2 o'clock also. Why the Chazaka de Hashta in the case of the mace is stronger than the Chazaka de Meikara is not the Masas Moshe's problem. He's not talking about the relative strength of Chazaka de Hashta versus Chazaka de Meikara. He's just talking about whether you even have a valid Chazaka de Hashta. She says, you have a valid Chazaka de Hashta because you... It says he was that way when he was in the diamond. And it doesn't necessarily clash with the matzav that we know he was high at one point. Because that was before 2 o'clock. But 2 o'clock, we're passing now. But by the chicken, and this is where, if you need this point, but now I think once you have this point, it makes perfect sense. Saying it was a treifa doesn't take you only to the point of Shechita. This was our problem yesterday. There also, we only care about the Shechita. But the Maisa is that the status of a Trefa goes before the Shechita also. So if you say if it's a Trefa now, then it was a Trefa in the past, says the Masas Moshe, then you're going to have to say it was always a Trefa. Which we know it wasn't. We know it was kosher at some point in time. So now you have a clash of the two chazokas. So you're not going to say chazoka de hashta when there's no natural break. B-R-A-K-E. Not B-R-E-A-K. The chicken has a break in its foot. There's no natural break. B-R-A-K-E. So if you say it was always a treifa, you're going to go before the shechita too. And there's no limit. Because where are you going to stop? And that's the problem. That's why you don't say it. Because it's going to clash with the Chazaka de Meikara. If you don't accept what I said, then you're right. I know you could say that. I'm explaining to Masas Moshe that it's arbitrary to stop at the Shechita. Because the status, and now I'm explaining it. If you don't want to accept the explanation, good. Because the status of Trefa didn't start at the Shechita. Maybe it's only relevant then, or we only care then, but that's not true. There's a status of treifa before the shechita that says shechita won't help, or that says if it would give milk, chicken's not going to give milk so fast, but its egg is going to be not kosher. So when you say if it's a treifa now, then it was a treifa in the past, you wouldn't stop at the shechita. Mechitesh is to stop at the shechita. That's exactly what the Masas Moshe says. Mechitesh is to stop at the shechita. And we know it wasn't always, that's his point. That's his point. That's his. What? That he doesn't say those words, and I'm not saying those words. You're saying the words that the Shmaitzer Beres uses. I'm saying the. I don't like what he says. It doesn't clap. It doesn't really make a chilek. It's arbitrary. He's saying what he's saying. I say it's simple. You can read the Masas Moshe now. He says exactly what he says. All you need to add to what he says is to understand that treifa is relevant before. So if you say if it's a treifa now, it was always a treifa, you're going to have to go back in time. It's absurd because there's no break. So it's going to clash with the knowledge we have that it wasn't a treifa. Right, so it's going to clash. So how do you, right? But by shanking, by the mace has no din before you touched him. Has no din tumor. That's what I'm being mechadish. There's no din in the mace that if someone touches him, he makes him tummy. What? The din doesn't exist. I told you, if someone says hello to me, I'm going to say hello back. That's not part of my makeup now that I'm a person that answers hello if you say hello to me.
Not just if you touch it, but when you touch it.
Not just if. Because if you say if, then you could say it has a din, that if you touch it, it'll make you tummy. Okay, that's the way I understand the Masas Moshe. I don't understand the Masas Moshe any other way, that's all. I understand the inherent. You could say the other way. You could say, I didn't say that. It doesn't have a din now that when someone touches it, it will make him tame. Just like the chametz doesn't necessarily have a din now that when Pesach comes, it will be usher. That's not a din of now. That will happen in the future. But it doesn't mean it's part of its legal status now. If that sentence is true, then I'm wrong. If you insist, because it doesn't have to be true, if you insist that the mace right now has the quality that it'll make something a touch of the tummy, that is precisely against what I'm saying, and then I'm wrong. I don't know how.
But at least
tell me how you know it is true. Tell me how you know it is true. How do you know that before Pesach, you're mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach? That's a din now that you're mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach. How do you know? Maybe when Pesach comes, the chiyev to eat matzah kicks in. I didn't say you don't know. Actually, you're half right. It depends on the reason of davar sheyesh lo matirin. If the reason is that she'ochlenu be'isa tochlenu beheter, then knowledge itself would make it a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But according to the Ran, a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's called a chefetz of heter, and therefore it's not batel because it's too similar to the mevatel, then you might be right. If the fact that means right now, it's chal in it that it will be mutter. Very excellent point. And so that would be totally in the reason of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay. What? A mace, that says Beferish in the Rogat Shava and in Or Sameach and in other Svarim, that it's a funny word, the mace is not tummy. It's only mitame.
Because it's not tummy anymore.
It's not tummy. A mace is not tummy. It's only mitame. It sounds funny, but I can show you in the Rogat Shava. It's like a chiddush, one of these Rogat Shavas that you can astound your friends with if you know it. A mace is not tummy, it's only mitame. He has rayas. It sounds funny, it sounds weird.
Why, it makes sense.
It certainly sounds counterintuitive. What? Everything. It's mitame, it's not tummy. I don't know. I'm not a bucky in Rogachovas. He has rayas. Anyway, it certainly, okay, let's go. It certainly would be matim. Okay, you don't have to like it. All I'm saying is that now, I can read the Masas Moshe and it makes perfect sense. If you don't accept the chilek, then you can hold like the Ramami Pano. You don't have to hold like the Masas Moshe. What? Yes.
Is there a way to be mechalik between, according to the tzaddik, it's up now, like chametz is now, has the same between what that would apply to what it will?
No,
no, no. I don't, no.
That's why when you learn, you come across rayas. It could be both ways. Look. If I'm holding a spring in my hand, if I compress it and then I let go, it has energy, right? When it's compressed, it has potential energy. Before it's compressed, it's also true that now it has potential energy. What does that mean? It means if I let go, zoom. But yet we say that right now it has something that in the world of physics is called potential energy. It has it now. Now when it's unsprung, I could also say, oh, I could go like that and I could let go. But no one's going to say that it has potential energy when it's unsprung. Even though they'll say it's true that if you do kach for kach, it will have energy. But that doesn't mean that now it has potential energy. You're just stating a story, what will happen if that. My shank ain't hit. So you see, so I don't know if there's a rule. This is the laws of physics. Like, they deal with that. They use it in the real world. That's not just theory. They use it in the real world that this is potential energy. Why? I mean, because it's true. It's there, and like you have to hold it back, right? So it's there. Something is there, and you're holding it back. When you're like this, nothing's there. You have to create it. But you don't know if that's true. You don't know if that's true. Now you have to go into the miut of Lila by tefillin, and the chiyuv to put on tefillin every day, and you have to wear tefillin always. Well, let's talk about eating matzah on Pesach. It depends how you view time, very possibly. If you view time a certain way, then I am now mechuyev to eat Pesach, to eat chametz on Pesach, to eat matzah on Pesach. I'm mechuyev now to eat matzah on Pesach. Because Pesach is right now part of my world, also part of my chassid, already exists in a certain dimension. So it would be true to say, I right now have a din that I'm mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach. Or you can say no, the future doesn't exist yet. The future is the future, and it doesn't exist yet. And therefore you can't say that I'm mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach now. I feel you can't. I feel you can only say it if the future exists in a certain dimension, which is no big deal because Hashem is HaYehovah V'Yihyeh. What? Because you know with your brains that in 24 hours you will be mechuyev to eat matzah. Did you really mean that as a kasha? Really?
What I was thinking is,
you know that if you go into a base of chorus, you're going to be tamei. That's like saying, why can't the kohen touch a mace? Mutta. Because you know in another second you're going to do something also.
The
casual guy, he has a chiyuv now to put on tefillin tomorrow. So when tomorrow comes, he can't do it. You can clarify, do we find out l'mafreya that he wasn't mechuyev? So that all depends. How much does the future exist in the present? This is all the shaila with Pesach Sheni. Also, okay. I mean, the shaila could be anybody here learn Yevamos? Raise your hand. You know the shaila of Nesu'in Mapilin and Misu Mapelos in the 13th parak? Have you heard of those words? Nesu'in Mapilin and Misu Mapelos? Mapil means to yibum. Now, I challenge you to explain to me, I can't, what does Nesu'in Mapilin mean? What it means ostensibly when you learn the Mishnah is that when she gets married to the first husband, that's already Mapil Liyibum. Now, you should be scratching your head with a puzzled look on your face. and saying, what are you talking about? Her husband didn't die yet.
Yeah, then explain what
so what's the shaila of Nisuin Mapilon or Miso Mapelos? What are you talking about? Of course, Miso Mapelos. The Teretz is, Borer, that if you hold Nisuin Mapilon, it means as soon as she marries a guy with a brother, it's Chal now. Now, it's Chal that if he dies without children, she will have to be Nisyabe. That's Chal the minute she gets married. That's called Nisuin Mapilin. She's a Yavama already. Potential energy. She's a potential Yavama. If you hold Miso Mapelos, it means there's nothing now. Just the knowledge that if her husband dies, and if there's no children, she will then be Noithel Yibam. But that knowledge doesn't create a matzav of now. So that's if you hold Miso Mapelos. So you got things that could... A lot of things. Maybe everything. Okay, let's go right. What?
Is that a machlekes somewhere?
Oh, you better believe it. That's a whole machlekes tanoim. What happens if the husband's if there's nesra? I don't know if you have to know yavamas. If the husband's megarisha, and then he takes her back, and then he dies, whether you say hoil v'nesra sha'achas, if you hold miso mapeles. If you don't know the words I'm talking about, it means you don't know Yavamas. How can I talk to them? I'm sorry. With all due respect. There's a din of Nesra in Yavamas. Kal Yavamas shenu nikar b'vishas nefila. Yavama yovo aleha, arei keshizach shabonam v'asura ilamas, even if it becomes mutter. So let's say a guy marries a woman and he's megarish her, and he takes her back, and then he dies. Could the Yavama be miyavama?
Oh,
you'd say yes, but what about he was married and that marriage resulted in a divorce? So what about that iser? What happened? So if Nisuin Mapilin says the Gemara, then you say Nesra. It's Taka Nesra, and he can't be Miyavama, because it was already a matzav of Mapilin, even though there was never a Chiyav Yibam B'Poyel because he divorced her. But there was already Mapilin, and that already was nixed for Yibum because he divorced her. So it's Chal, the din of Nesra. And called Yavama Shanini Karaba Bishas Mephila, Yavama Yavu Aleh, you say Nesra. But if you hold Misu Mapelas, there was never an Afila the Yibum yet. So there's no Nesra. So you want Nafkaminas? By Chomets, Isura Bola or Atera Bola. It's very, that's a Nafkamina. Nafkamina, don't worry. Nafkamina is if the Ramami Pano's right or if the Masas Moish is right. Okay. Good. Now we go Vaita. Let's try to finish up the Perek. We're up to the Prichadosh. The Yoredeya. Yes, we did. And we learned the three lines where the Shmaitzer says, I don't know what anybody's talking about. There's no such thing as Halakha D'Hashmah. But Prichadosh B'Yaredeya Hevi Shom Tshuva Senat Tzedek Shanishal Al Maisa Shebelel Shabbos Friday night Motsu B'Chatichas Koved in the liver. They were sitting down Gishmak Lachash at Solo Ubishlo. They find a needle in it. Nachat Tchuva. Not a needle in a haystack, but a needle in the liver. The self dvar of the Olam Yesh Litlos Ulohokel Loimar Kiva de Loinimtus Hamachat Bekoved Miyad La Achar Shchita Ela Achar Shecholku Hakoved La Bechatichos Beviu Achaticho La Beisa Hidichua Vitzalua Ubichla. He had a lot of hands handling this Koved. So somewhere along the line, someone dropped the needle into it. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek says. And he uses, but he uses a funny lashon, which he gets jumped on for, which we're all going to jump on him for. He says, we say, Kanintza Kanhoya, Shenofo Lachatichas HaKoveid Bebeis Oisha. Now, normally, the Maharam Lublin jumps on him, that Kanintza Kanhoya means Chazakat HaHashna. If anything, it means that we extrapolate and we go backwards and we say the needle was always there. Ugedolim is because the Maharam Lublin B'tshuva B'chavis Malaya Krum Kobush. Shalokhu mimenu b'pesach v'chasher haviyah l'bayis v'ochlo mimenu motzu garen shal shiboy l'shuol u'posach she'in lesser ha'kruv she'b'chodosh mishum tam zeh v'kanintzu v'kanhoyu because of Allah b'chodosh v'dol l'shono v'l'chora yeiroa d'lav shaper hora. And he put it into a different kli, and he brought it to a different makom. And then you found the grain. Because it's in a different kli and in a different makom. But if you want to say like by the Kovet, you want to say that the Machat fell in now, it's in the Kovet. It's in the Kovet. Now, you did move the Kovet to a different place. Because it is mimokum lomokum, the hosom havalei mimokum lomokum, the lo machzakin and oisa shaisa macha tchuva mechayim. And the gamal fima shekosavdi beperikei, the kaima krab yoichon, the machzikin mimokum lomokum, but kolza eino ala luchayim akotchim. Avu ba'amu lo yaminim kishas mitziyosa. Vahadaram bo aminu nukeya chazoka vahashtahu di Yisrael. That's what the Shemaitza holds. I think, look around, I see in all these shilas, chazaka is not logical, right? We say, the din of chazaka, I should say. The din of chazaka is not at all a svara. It's a way of dealing with a suffix that you maintain the status quo. You assume the status quo continued. But I see in all these cases, when you look at the Chazon Ish and you look at how everybody's dealing with it, they end up dealing with it. I'm agreeing with the Shmaitza now. I'm not sure anybody deals with it as a chazaka, like a halachic chazaka. I think everybody deals with, like, look at his logic. He says, you shechted the bird, you attacked to get the covet, and it was in this one's house, and it was in that one's house, and someone roasted it. Like, you did so much to it, it's just more mustavra that somewhere along the line a needle fell in. Like, there was so much handling. So you say mustavra and all this handling, a needle fell in, rather than say chayz and swallowed a needle in the courtyard. I see that they deal with it in terms of that the Chazon Ish really come up says it with favors. You end up having when there's a reyus on now in front of you. The poskim end up just going with svara, not with the din chazaka. They end up going with svara. How logical it is. Hey, listen what the Chazon Ish says. Which I think is the way poskim deal with a reyus that is found b'faneinu. They don't, and I think the Shmaitza wins. Like, they don't deal with it like a chazaka. They deal with it like, okay, how logical it is, like, how far back do we go? Even Mimokom Lomokom maybe has a certain, okay, it's not logic, but it's Mimokom Lomokom, you can't start being chayshish for everything in the world. You have to draw some natural boundaries. But it's more svara driven than halacha driven, than din driven, I should say. You end up looking at what happened, you born a behemoth, now you come and you look and the leg's broken. So, like, how much did it travel, and where the mustavra the leg broke? And Chazon Ish says, at the end of the day, it's totally b'shikal adas. Even though we just learned two prokem of Shmaitza, where you see the earlier poskim, the Ramami Pano, the earlier poskim, they dealt with it from a very, very halachic, like, narrow, halachic perspective. You know, with Chazaka Dahashta, and Taita L'Reyosa, and I think nowadays, from my experience, is they'll just go with, like, Umdana. I'll make an Umdana.
But what is a hybrid? We don't do it with a toolbox. the tools. The target is a tool. So it's probably we should with that, but there's reason to it. But we have tools. We have Chazak and Chesedim.
Probably that is the way. I think that is the way. That's what you do. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. Probably they go with Chazaka to understand the parameters of the Torah, but then they extrapolate it based on just Svaradik. Because they end up saying, Ein machzikin tumu mimakom lamakom, and Ein machzikin mekli lekli. You know, how far back you're going to go to be Chayshish. Okay.